Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And you thought that things would never turn around. It was me that moved the mountain that was standing in your way. I believe you want me back, so I will wait. My name is Faith. My name is Faith. That star up in the sky, you're searching for a light to guide you home. You think you need a reason just to trust a simple prayer. I am here when you think I might be gone. I am the companion of the happiness you'll find. Ever close. My name is Hope. My name is Hope. We are the voices that still whisper in your heart. So far away. I'm the one who speaks the loudest. I'm the keeper of them all. I was born before the world was ever here. I am everywhere and everything you'll ever need to know. I'm the passion in your laughter and your tears. I'm the healer of the broken, the forgiver of your soul. And I'm ready to descend just like a dove. My name is Love. My name is Love.
And Love. That's Misty Freeman Calloway. Misty says that the family group leans a little country.
I feel like the Freemans are known for more of the country gospel, but it was never anything, and I was around the whole time, so I feel like I can speak to that, and so can Kaylin. Like, it was never an agenda when we were listening
to material.
Or they were listening to material. When he says it truly is just who we are, it really was. It was never, oh, this is our style, and this is, we're going to make this sound country. And I think a lot of times we were shocked when people would be like, oh, the country gospel. And we're like, well, we just thought we were Freemans. It just sounds a little country, I guess, but That's just who we were, yeah, and are.
This song definitely leans country, and they have a slew of special guests like Joyce Martin, Bo Henson, Jason Crabb, and Dixie Echoes. Here are the Freemans with Eyes on the Prize.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas thought they was lost, dungeon shook and the chains come off. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Freedom's name is mighty sweet, and soon we're gonna meet. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
Hold on. I got my hand on the gospel plow, won't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
The Freemans and Friends. We have more coming up with them later. In just a moment, we'll talk with Ian Owens about the newest single from the Tribute Quartet.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Evo. Zevo Insect Killer Sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. The Central Baptist Church in Dunn, North Carolina has just released a single with their choir and special guest, Wes Hampton. It's called The Cross Defends Me.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Hampton from the Gaither Vocal Band, and I want to talk to you really quickly about the song The Cross Defends Me. I so enjoyed recording this song with the amazing choir from Central Baptist, and it was such a joy to hear them sing this song with such passion and conviction. And I am incredibly thankful for the power of the cross in my own life. And this song is a great reminder of that truth.
When justice calls out my name,
the cross defends me.
A debtor with no way to pay,
the cross defends me.
Defends Me, the Central Baptist Church Choir with Wes Hampton. The Tribute Quartet is out with a new song. Bass singer Ian Owens talks about so many reasons.
You know, as Christians, we truly do have so many reasons to praise His name. He's a good God, and we're so very blessed. So many things that we take for granted, and you know, some we have those big blessings that we all know and we're aware of, but we all have those small blessings too. Just getting out of bed in the morning, the air we breathe, the food on our table, all those many blessings. If we look close enough, if we take a minute to stop and just to think about those things, things and meditate on the Lord, we all have so many reasons to praise His name.
That's Ian Owens, and here is the Tribute Quartet with So Many Reasons.
One, when I'm all poured out, He fills up my soul. Two, even though I fall, He never lets go.
Three, in my brokenness, He's making me whole.
I could go on and on about Him. Forever I could sing.
I've got so many reasons to praise His name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, He still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
Like a river flowing deep in my soul.
Grace.
Yes, He paid a debt that He never owed.
Hope.
For tomorrow, yes, this one thing I know.
That's still a thousand hallelujahs.
His name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, He still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
He's been so, so good. Let me tell you all about it.
He's been so, so good.
The Tribute Quartet. Jonathan Wilburn has pulled another great song from his album, Songs from the Front Pew. It's called Satisfied.
I spoke to a lady this past week who was telling me about how Martha Carson wrote that song, and she was facing a lot of opposition in her professional singing career, and people were like getting in a little group and talking about her and everything, and she went back in her dressing room and wrote this song. In other words, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I love my friends, I love my family, but if Jesus is all I have, I'm satisfied.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and here he is with the old Martha Carson song, Satisfied.
I've got that old time religion, got that old time religion. That is why, I'm satisfied. Well, you may ask me if I'm happy, if I have oh sweet peace within, if I'm worried about tomorrow when I reach my journey's end. Well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus, and when He knocks, oh, I'm gonna let Him in, 'cause He'll go with me, He'll go with me through the valley, for I know He is my friend. I'm satisfied,
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 I'm satisfied.
No trouble can ever get me down. With my Jesus, I'll be at rest, and then you know I'm satisfied. I've got that old time religion, got that old time religion.
That is why
I'm satisfied. If my friends, they all forsake me and they turn me from their door, if they so
No seeds of kindness make the thorns in my path grow. Well, it won't matter over yonder when I reach the other side. Well, I'm gonna sit down with my Jesus.
Oh, I'm satisfied,
I'm satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
No trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And then you'll know I'm satisfied. Yes, when my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And then you'll know I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, that's Jonathan Wilburn. In just a moment, we'll wrap things up with the Freemans. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is currently 69 degrees at 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. In sports today, we will have coverage of Brewer baseball over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. And you're going to want to tune in. You know why? Well, for starters, the Brewers are on a 9-game win streak. Yes, even since coming back from the All-Star break, they have been winning. Yesterday was a little close, 8-7, but a win is a win. It'll be a 3:10 first pitch time today. Here on WRCO-FM 100.9, though, you can tune in right now. We have the Gospel Greats. We'll have news coming up after that. Some great music for you tonight. I'll be back with you from 6 to the midnight hour with a brand new old country, spinning those hits up to the midnight hour. Hang on, a new old country. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We'll wrap things up with the Freemans in just a moment. Here's the Jordan Family Band with I'm Amazed.
When I stop and think of where you brought me from, and I look back and see how far we've come, by my own disguise.
Praise the Jordan Family Band from their project Back to Life. The Freemans are the featured group today. Daryl says the group has always strived for a consistent sound.
We haven't changed. Yeah. We haven't changed nothing.
We haven't.
No. We still love it like we've always loved it. We still find the songs that some people won't sing. Mm-hmm. It's a little maybe preaching too much, but we in our heart feels to sing these songs. And we haven't really changed anything. Listen, but we want to get better.
And I think they have. Here they are with a song that features Daryl called Walk My Way.
So you're crying on the shoulder of the highway, traveling with your face against the rain. You've crossed, now you know you're finally lost. Walk my way, walk my way. You have wandered too far from the straight and narrow. Now your path is just a steep and rocky place. In a world that's down, there's only one way out. Walk my way, walk my way. You don't know where you're going, you're just leaving. You can't tell me what you're running from today.
It's the Freemans from their project Unbroken. Chris and Daryl have been asked if they'll retire. Chris says they'll stay the course.
When you're called, a lot of people think they can just lay their ministry down. But I've always been taught that when you're called of God, it's a lifetime call. It may not be done in a full capacity that you're used to doing. It's not over till it's over for him, you know, till he's over, till he wants it to be finished. And
because during COVID, you know, some of these songs come out and people will call our office, are y'all going to quit? And I thought, I never had it. It never crossed our mind.
No.
That's Chris and Daryl Freeman. And here are the Freemans with He'd Have to Walk Through the Blood.
Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off of the cross. And I start fighting battles Christ has won.
Cleansing blood.
so deep that it
the Freemans from their new project called Unbroken. We'll wrap things up in just a moment with a new song from Adam Crabb. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. We have a new song from Adam Crabb coming up. Perhaps you've heard the group Heart to Heart. But have you heard their 2.0 version? Here's David Kaiser to explain.
So a lot of gospel music fans may think that Heart to Heart is a new group, but Heart to Heart has actually been around for 27 years. We started back in 1998. Myself and Rhonda House are the only two original members that are still singing in the group. And then my wife, Dina, has been singing, I guess, close to 20 years. About a year and a half ago, we begin to pray about kind of a new era, and we felt that God was changing things for us, and we felt like we needed a change. And so we added our daughter, mine and Dina's daughter, Ashley and Riley Dotson, to the group. And man, what an incredible dynamic and a different reach to a different fan base. And God is just really blessing us.
That's David Kaiser. Their new single is called Just to Know You. Here's Heart to Heart.
And mercy follow me. Since you reached down in your love and set me free,
and now I'm so amazed, I don't deserve you. For all of my days I'm
to know you. Adam Crabb is out with a new song. He tells us about Mercy Was More.
This song is special to me because me and my father wrote it together. We actually went into a hotel room to write a different song, and we penned some of that out, and Dad actually took it home and finished it, and he called me about a week or two later and said, "Man, I've just put down a good lyric." He said, "If you'd like to collaborate with me, we can write this one together too." And the cool thing about this is my dad hadn't written a song in about 4, 5, 6 years. And I said, "Dad, you're too good of a writer not to be writing." And when I turned this song on for the first time, he sent it to me in a text, and I listened to it. And I started listening to his rough vocal and just the passion in his voice. And I know he's been there. But it began to relate to my life, and I just sat there and wept and cried, and I was like, "Man, this song connects with me." I've been down that rough path, that dark road. Felt ashamed, unwanted, lonely, afraid, you know, all that stuff. I felt my brokenness. And a lot of it was choices and the mess that I made. And I remember going to church, you know, not being able to raise my hand or say amen because I was so ashamed of where I was in my walk with Christ. But I'm so thankful that when my sins were many, His mercy was more. And I don't know what you're walking through today. You may feel like you've went too far, but I'm here to tell you, His mercy is for you. His grace is for you. It's sufficient for you. There's no sin too great. He loves you with an unconditional love. I hope you love this song. I hope you enjoy it.
That's Adam Crabb, and here he is with "Mercy Was More."
I went down that long dark highway where the broken lonely go, where no one really loves you, and hearts turn cold as stone, where you try to numb those feelings, all the pain of yesterday, and all the while you're drifting farther till you finally lose your way. Searching for
Mercy Was More. That's Adam Crabb, and that'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Freemans. You can find out more about them on their website, the-freemans.com, or follow them on social media. If you have a request for a future program, give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs according to the Singing News Magazine August chart.
I'm always looking for that song that comes in the last second now because it's usually something really, really special.
I'm Rodney Balcombe. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
I call you faithful, Lord, you are faithful, you are so faithful to me. To me, I call you Savior.
loves me so. He loves me so. Yes, he loves me so. He left his home in glory to bring redemption's story.
Thank you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected